This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Tampa, Florida, Salem Media Group flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, a special shout-out, and thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. And we're on Getter the same way. And you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out. Take advantage of some of the deals we got over there for you. It can save you a bunch of money. All right, let's go to the telephone line. And we've got the professor of politics out there in California. It's Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And you're having a wonderful day out there because it's 95 degrees in the shade, right?
Right. Well, we're at 58 right now tonight and maybe close to 80 on Thursday, we think.
All right, well, we're definitely going up to 80, and we are sitting at, let me see, where's my temperature here? We are sitting at 57 right now. That's what we are at the moment.
All right.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian principles. And we hold those, let's see, what does it say? We hold those evidence to be.
Yeah, we hold these truths to be self-evident.
There you go.
That's right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where all that came from. All right, well, Kyle, back to the drawing board here. Stacey Abrams, the gift that keeps on giving, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is what she said yesterday. She said, I don't ever want us to be in a place as Americans where we cannot be legitimately question and critique systems and try to make them better. Abrams told a reporter that before proceeding with playing word games and trying to differentiate her claims of a stolen election from that of former President Trump's. Now, she said, her words, not mine, she said, what Trump has done is invalidate systems because he didn't like the personal effect, and he's provided no information or proof for his allegations. She went on to say, I should be held accountable for everything I say, be able to tie it to evidentiary facts. And that's what I've been doing, and that's what I'll continue to do. Well, what the hell is Trump doing?
Well, right. Well, you know, Captain.
The same thing.
Well, of course, but Stacey Abrams enjoys the double standard that she can say the election was stolen from her, and she gets, kudos for that. President Trump can make claims of election irregularities as well, and but yet he's just trying to, you know, grasp at straws because he didn't like the result. I mean, this is the same old thing over and over again, and this is what Stacey Abrams is playing on. And also the idea, well, we can critique the systems and try to make them better. You know, in other words, she puts the she's trying to put everyone in a position where, we all want to make it better. Oh, sure. Well, then tell us how to make it better, because if we say no, you know, the system is designed the way that it is and it's effective, then you're trying to disenfranchise voters. This is all wordplay that she's using in order to put people on the defensive.
Now, I do not watch MSNBC come hell or high water, but I'm going to read a report. MSNBC anchor Chuck Todd this week expressed shock and frustration at recent polling showing the majority of Americans are unsatisfied with the economy under President Joe Biden, calling the negative public opinion a result of the far right-wing echo chamber all lies.
Well, you know, Captain, this is an indicator. It's a real tell. Chuck Todd's getting desperate about this. They don't know what to do.
He's a liar.
Well, you know, the other day, Nancy Pelosi talked about why are the poll numbers so low for Joe Biden? And basically, I'm just paraphrasing here. It was that the word wasn't getting out, that people weren't getting the right information. It's to them, it's all the messaging. And they think they can fix high gas prices, inflation, et cetera, with more messaging. Well, they're upset about this messaging thing. Well, of course not. This is because of what Joe Biden and the Joe Biden administration has done. They can't defend the indefensible, so they're finding something else to try to lay the blame.
Yeah, and we are finding out there's plenty of blame to go around because she's still sticking to her guns, and her guns are not right. Sorry.
Well, and still, Captain, I got to mention this. Nobody knows what that was she was doing when she was rubbing her hands together at the State of the Union. And Joe Biden was talking about people.
No, that was Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was that? And people are asking this question, and I don't think we'll ever know exactly what it was.
No, and we'll just have to wait and find out. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear here. Okay, hold on, folks. We're going to be right back with more. And Kyle warns you, the professor of politics, as we come right back. So don't go anywhere. And if you want to opine, you're more than welcome to. But in the meantime, let's see who's going to take us to break this time. Here we go.
Hungry? No lunch plans? Join Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch today between 11 and 1 p.m. at Mixon's Fruit Farm. Located in...
It's actually 11:30 to 1:30. Thanks, Jeff. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
Boy, I can't wait. It's going to be a great day today. I know it's going to be a good crowd there. And I know we're going to have a lot of conversations going on about what's going on over there in Ukraine, for sure. So I can't wait to listen to everybody's theory on it, because there'll be a bunch of them. We have quite a group of people that do show up there. And you can be one of them. So hope to see you today, 11:30 to 1:30 at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, right there at Mixon Fruit Farms in Bradenton. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, I take Relief Factor and have been for about 7 years now. I take it because I have to. If I don't, I'm in intense pain, and the swelling in my left leg and ankle and foot comes back. And if I do what I'm supposed to do, it doesn't. But part of what I'm supposed to do is to take the Relief Factor and stay on it. Now, the good thing about it is not, I repeat, it is not narcotic. There are no drugs in this product. So when you take it, you can rest assured that you're not going to have a buzz or a spin or anything like that. Now, what it does is Relief Factor, part of an integrated health plan that I use and have been for over 7 years. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation. Or it will lower or eliminate pains associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on in your body. I've never seen anything quite like it. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% biological and fish oil products, which means it's good for you. Part of the natural regimen of things that your body needs to have anyway. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. So to find out more, check them out online. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there, find out what they're all about. And don't forget, look for the guy wearing a baseball cap. Probably it's going to be me, closest to the product. It's probably going to be me. So I look forward to seeing as many of you that can make it over to Mixon Fruit Farms today, too. Because we will have a packet, I believe, of Relief Factor with me, the 1995 packet, you know, so people can see what it looks like. Okay, back to Kyle. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. If you were here, we'd bring you over.
Well, hopefully one day soon.
Yeah. Now, reports are now coming in, and this is amazing, from Russia, that some of the high-ranking military members of Putin's inner circle are not all on board with the Ukrainian actions by Mr. Putin. You hearing that?
Well, yes. And I think also, Captain, even at the very beginning, and that was 8 days ago now, the very beginning of this campaign, if you watch some of the body language of the officials that Vladimir Putin would be addressing, talking about the what he called a special military operation, but it's really a war, you could tell on their faces that they were really scared. Something is going on. They know that Putin has such a control apparatus, I'm sure, but I would not doubt it. That you've got military leaders or other Russian government officials who don't know how to, you know, what is the process now to extract their country from these events. First and foremost, people are dying in Ukraine. Whatever is going to happen needs to happen soon so that that can be turned off. But we just don't know if they have the power to do that or not yet.
Well, they do, depending on who helps them and what type of weaponry they get, they do, but we'll have to wait and see. They are getting weapons from about 30 different countries right now, and it's driving Russia absolutely nuts.
Well, sure, and again, isolating Russia very, very much, and it's uniting many people in the world, many countries, perhaps as never before since World War II. Russia just has bitten off so much more than it can chew. No, there's no doubt that what's happening is horrific. The people are dying in Ukraine. But I think Vladimir Putin had sold this as well to the Russian officials as this is going to take a couple of days tops. We're gonna find Zelensky. We're gonna do away with him, and then it's gonna be smooth sailing. But it's anything but at this point.
No, and we do know that the Chechens, which apparently were coming to get him, they had, several squads of Chechens going to get him. I was told yesterday that they may have actually left the country.
Yes, very much. Captain, I think that this object lesson that we see playing out in Ukraine shows that no matter where we think we are in the modern age, you still have people who can be evil, people who have designs. They will use whatever means necessary at their disposal to get what they want. That's why we have to remain strong. We have to be able to counter, not only militarily, which we do very well, but also in terms of the cyber attacks that have been threatened, the economic stability, and the ability to be independent amongst ourselves and our allies. This is pointed it up perhaps never before since World War II.
Now, you heard the president say to the Union speech, right?
Oh, yes.
And you heard him talking about all buying and getting more products made in America, that we should be getting things that are made in America. We should be making more in America. We shouldn't be going out to get them. And he said, America needs to have American products and all that. He forgot about one thing.
What's that?
Gas and oil.
Well, right. And it's the most obvious thing right now. But I think he says stuff like that, Captain. They're just platitudes. You know, it's not really real. They don't really want to create the circumstances by which things would be made in America, and so forth. Things are made in China, unfortunately, for the most part. And who has the big connections with China? Who had big connections for his son in Ukraine and so forth? All these things. It was Joe Biden, of course. But the oil and gas thing is something he could actually make a huge dent in overnight if he wanted to.
Yeah. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics right now. And the other thing is that oil hit a 17-year high, West Texas crude, at $110.60 a barrel. It's been that long since we've had oil this high.
As you see the American people, Captain, just reeling at these milestones that we're hitting, the highest inflation in 40 years, right? The highest mm-hmm. West Texas crude in 17 years. You got to go in the way back machine pretty much to try to get to a point where things were like this. And they're just not going to stand for it. It's affecting their lives more and more every single day. And that's not an understatement.
No, it's not an understatement, and people need to wake up and understand that we need to pay attention to what's going on here. There's no time for dilly-dallying. It's time to pay attention to what's going on, and if we all get together and stay unified, we can take care of this.
Well, exactly. There's got to hit a critical mass in the country. Joe Biden can't hear it. I don't know that he could really be aware of it in the bubble that he's in. But certainly those in the administration have got to know, but they keep sort of on the same path, believing partly that the messaging just isn't good enough. The media people aren't doing their job enough yet. But they can't hide it anymore. You cannot hide $5, $6, or $7 a gallon gasoline and bread that's astronomical. It's becoming a luxury to go to the grocery store and buy food. And you can't buy that much food mm-hmm. for what you could even a year ago when Joe Biden says we're stronger now than we were a year ago. Well, no, that's can I just say it? Malarkey.
Yeah. Now, I don't know when the Ukraine troops are going to get this, but they were sent a bunch of Stinger missiles today. And they're getting there as quickly as they can get them there. They're coming through Poland, I believe. So keep your eyes open, folks, because there's more big-time aircraft stuff that's going to be hitting the ground here shortly, right?
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. Okay. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we come back. And, you know, the White House has outlined an updated approach for the COVID-19 pandemic. Wait till you hear what it is when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told Congress on Wednesday Americans will likely see interest rate hikes.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he supports a traditional quarter point increase rather than a larger increase at this time that some policymakers are proposing. However, Powell did open the door to a bigger hike in the event that inflation, which has reached a four-decade high, doesn't noticeably decline by the end of the year. The Fed Chair also cautioned that the economic consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine may affect the Fed's policies. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Most of Texas's primary election races were decided by Wednesday, but mail-in ballots are holding up the tally in several counties, and several state attorneys general have launched a nationwide investigation into TikTok and its possible harmful effects on young users' mental health. This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. At GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. At GCNLoans.com and get your.
Locally, you can meet Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch every first Thursday between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, inside Mixon's Fruit Farm, down the street from Pirate City in Bradenton.
All right, and we have our cast of characters, too, out there, like Jeff in Sarasota, who you just heard from. He'll be there today, so stop by and see the gang. Now, also, I will remind all of you that this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Now, that's Mike Lindell and his company, and Mike Lindell is doing it again with the Giza sheets. He's got them on sale. He's knocked another $10 off them, so you can get them for so many dollars down and all that good stuff. But you can go over to the website, check it out, see what it is he's doing, MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's got a whole bunch of stuff on there that are reduced. That's where you need to go to find out all the different stuff that's going on. And then while you're there, make sure that you use the promo code CAPTAIN, because that's how you're going to get the discounted price. And don't forget, you can also call them and speak to them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN gets you all the reduced prices, and you're going to love it because you get great stuff there. And, oh, by the way, they have a 60-day return policy.
That's how confident they are that you're going to love what you get. 60-day return policy. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Now, before we get to we got a caller on the line, but before we get to the caller, I definitely want to bring this one up here. The White House has outlined an updated approach to the COVID-19 pandemic, almost exactly 2 years after the virus reached the U.S., causing mass economic failure, shutdowns, hospital overcrowding, and nearly 1 million deaths to date in the U.S. alone. Now, I don't know if you heard this or not about what transpired, but the masks that are being asked to be worn, the CDC is coming out and saying you don't need to do that anymore. The tracing that they were doing where you were having to write down your name when you're in different places, you know, so tell people that you were there. You won't have to do that anymore. So they're really lifting all the restrictions. And I think the reason why, for the most part, is because it's an election year.
Well, sure. This is one of the reasons why the mask mandate for the U.S. Capitol was suddenly inexplicably gone, for the State of the Union address. And they were optional. I suppose to some degree, too, Captain, masks will be optional for anybody in the country moving forward. People can wear a mask if they want to in order to be safer or however they feel safer. But that being said, I think it is because it is an election year. But what's also creeping in, though, Captain, is the notion of did we need to wear masks in the first place?
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah. And people are starting to say to themselves, okay, in other words, the hysteria, understandably, the hysteria has began to wane. Mm-hmm. And I think the Democrats could be in an even worse position as people start to say, why did you make us do
that? I don't disagree with you at all. All right. Yeah. Hold the line there. We've got a caller on the line. I think I know who this is. Is this you, Elliot?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. I agree. You know, let's take that diaper off of our face. Let's take that diaper rash and just run all of that craziness out of our states, you know. Captain, look here. You know, yesterday I was talking to your audience about Mexico, what's going on. And let me tell you, man, I am really, been on this thing with Mexico. And look here, I got a part two. Mm-hmm. But this is important for not only your audience in America, but audience that is around the world that is listening to your broadcast. Please listen up. You know, Mexico is the world's largest manufactured producer of illegal drugs in the world. They happen to share a border with the United States. Over 31 million Americans visited Mexico in 2016, 75 American homicides. Yes, Mexico shares a 230-mile border with Texas. Now, murder, armed robbery, carjackings, kidnapping, extortion, and sexual assaults is commonly occurred in Mexico. Americans, if you decide to travel to Mexico, stay away from Chihuahua. Stay away from Coahuila, Nueva León, Sonora, Esta del Médico, Jalisco, Morales, Nayarit, and Zacatecas. As I speak, there are 324 U.S. citizens that have gone missing when visiting Mexico. It's rumored in the New World that between 95,000 to 100,000 Mexican citizens have gone missing and feared dead, their bodies thrown along the hillsides, perhaps buried in the open desert or been placed in a 500-gallon acid drum. Mexico is the most dangerous Central American country in the world. The world's most dangerous drug manufacturing country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
America, be smart. Choose another place to visit, not Mexico. Thanks, Captain.
All right, you're welcome. And by the way, I'm not going to Mexico anytime soon, period. And not because of that reason, just because I've been there and I've seen some of this nonsense.
Well, right. You know, I think I don't know if it's still occurring at this moment, but I know that there were times when I think it was even pre-COVID when cruise ships were having a real hard time going down from Southern California down to the Mexican Riviera.
Down in Cozumel.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of the security issues that Elliot's talking about. I mean, these are real things.
Yep. So, I'm not going to be the ambassador for Mexico because I just know of things that I've seen. And my wife and I, years ago, I don't know, what was it? Let's see, 2010. It would have been 2008 or 2009. We were on a cruise ship that went down there to Cozumel, and it was bad then.
Well, right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. The Dems and they're pressing the Treasury Department over concerns that Russia is evading the sanctions, the economic sanctions, because they're using cryptocurrency.
Well, they'll use every means at their disposal, obviously. I'm sure that they would have anticipated a lot of what has been done. And at the same time, too, Captain, that's a great thing to point up what's happening between Russia and China. And China's in the plum position, as far as they're concerned, right, to come in and take up a lot of the slack where Russia is being hurt by these different sanctions. You're being locked out of certain things by these sanctions. And even it's a love-hate relationship, I'm sure, between Russia and China, but they could emphasize more of the love moving forward, and that would be a very concerning thing for sure.
Now, the RNC's Rona McDaniel, of course she's the chairwoman, has said that Joe Biden did not grasp the pain he caused in his speech, talking about the things that he was talking about, that had a lot of Americans really suffering, not rejoicing.
Well, I think that Joe Biden's reaction to a lot of things when it comes to issues that are happening or pain that's being caused, his sort of thing is either laugh it off, okay, maybe this is where Kamala gets it, you know, where she laughs at everything that you ask her about, or he just sort of laughs it off, or he'll say, oh, you're being a wise guy to me. You know, they don't want to know what's happening. I think they have a good idea of what's happening, but it's all part of the plan to them. They really believe that they need to be in charge. They need to bring about whatever it is they're trying to do. So it's to them, it's like they're on schedule, you know, to a great degree.
And finally, Joe Manchin is drafting a scaled-down counterproposal to Biden's Build Back Better Act.
Yeah, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about some of the spending that was proposed in terms of, I think, where Manchin's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they all had already said they wanted to go back to maybe trying to do a little bit here, a little bit there, which is probably the way they should have approached it to begin with. But they wanted to do the big thing. So Biden probably, so at the State of the Union, he could say, we've got the Build Back Better thing. But he never could say that at the State of the Union this year, obviously.
Yeah. And I got something he can build back better if he wants to bring a hammer and nails with him. Okay. Hold that thought. And by the way, you're partially right, folks, if you're thinking of that it might have something to do with my shed that wound up in the bay a couple of years back. But anyway, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways again. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
Locally, you can meet Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch every first Thursday between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Alrighty, that is the ZZ Top Chuck Chris Mann. Who's playing that guitar there, Kyle?
Is that Gibbons? Billy Gibbons.
Yeah. Who was singing the lead on that?
I think it was him, too.
Yeah, it was. You are right.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a song. It is a song that can get you on down the road. That's a, we used to call those 500-mile songs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you play them back-to-back, and it keep you awake all night long on a highway that you was on. Alrighty, take it away out west and tell us
all
what's
right,
going
folks.
On.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, there's a lot happening, of course, out west tonight. We do have some rain and snow to tell you about. Up in the Big Sky Country of Montana, we definitely have winter weather advisories covering most of the northern part of Montana, and part of that, too, Captain, is going to be dense fog advisories as well in different parts. But right now, we've also have some light snow that's falling up on U.S. Highway 2 up near Glasgow and Malta, so if you're hauling a load through there, you're definitely dealing with some snow right now. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, reading rain. Of course, that means 4th of July pass. Also raining right now at 38 degrees. Spokane, Washington, a large stretch of rain stretching down basically southwest from Spokane down through Walla Walla all the way down to about Fossil in Oregon. Portland, Oregon, also reading rain right now. Medford, Oregon, along Interstate 5, raining there and down into parts of Northern California, just north of Redding. So you've got that going on tonight. You've also got winter weather advisories running from about Redding all the way over to Reno, a little bit south of that, and a little bit west of that as well. So if you're coming across I-80 over Donner Pass, you've definitely got cold temperatures, and as we head to the weekend, expect snow if you're making your way back out of that. Winter storm watch north of Los Angeles right now. Looks like rain heading into Southern California on Friday this week. So be careful out there.
All right, and a big shout-out to our buddy Fred down there in Fort Lauderdale, and George down there just gave us a little chime out here. George, I'll respond to what you had to say here in the next hour. Because it was kind of lengthy, but anyway, I got to get this in here. If you're going across I-90, we're 94 90 split up there in Montana, and you're coming down into South Dakota, right around Rapid City, you're going to have snow for about 50 or 60 miles coming in through Rapid City there, so be advised of that. Also up in the northeastern corner of North Dakota, up there around Minot, you've got some very cold temperatures. Same thing with northwest Minnesota. Very cold temperatures up to the Canadian line. Now, in the central part of Oklahoma tonight, we have pea soup fog, so be advised of that. And then out west, Amarillo, they've got a very, very, very dry area up there, and this is the red flag up now, not just a warning. This is the red flag, which means they've actually got a situation where it's extremely tinder dry, so please be careful. Now, Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you've got some freezing weather up there, possibly some moisture, it looks like, up there in the Upper Peninsula. And when you come moving across upstate New York, we got one little area there from about Watertown up to Fort Drum, which looks like as if you got some snow in there right now, trying to snow anyway. And then we do have the wind right up there at the Nova Scotia main line on down to the area, let's see, down there to Cape Cod, down in that area. And that's pretty much what the weather looks like right now. Now, don't forget the pilot and the Flying J. Bring us our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Tell us about that there, Kyle.
That's right, Captain. Yes, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at Pilot and Flying J. You can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function right there on their website to find the location nearest you. Join the Drivers Club, folks. Start earning points in everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. Track those points with the My Rewards Plus app, and you'll also get special offers as well. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, and give us your website real quick.
Yes, folks, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
We will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And good morning to George down there in Paris and, of course, Fred down there in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning to you guys, and thanks for the comments. Now, let's go to the phone line because right now we have
Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Are you there? Denise? Oh, she just hung up. Okay. She must have lost her phone connection. That's what it sounded like. I heard something go. But anyway, she'll call me right back. So what we're going to talk about, if Denise gets back here before the top of the hour, we're going to talk about preparing the battlefield. That term was brought up yesterday, and Denise wanted to talk about it. So we are going to talk about it. Now, I can tell you what it used to mean. What it used to mean, preparing the battlefield, it's all the bombing and all the artillery shelling and all that stuff that they do to soften things up so that when the infantry comes in, they got probably an easier path of doing what they're doing to take whatever the assignment is that they've been given. So with all that being said, you see what's going to happen. Now, I will tell you that there's plenty more coming your way. Now, let's see. What is this? All right. That might have been somebody else that called for all I know. But anyway, we'll see. Okay. The thing of it is, folks, is that when you've got a situation that's fluent, that's changing. Now, somebody said to me yesterday, they said it appears that the Russians are doing the rope-a-dope. You know, with the convoy there and they can't move and they can't do this. Well, that's a possibility, I suppose. But I would think a stronger possibility would be that they've got all these conscripts on there, these new soldiers, first time around, they're out there in that convoy, and there's widely scattered reports about how they've been cutting their fuel hoses or fuel lines, or they've been sticking holes in their gas tanks so that they would run out of gas, and that'd be the end of that, and they couldn't go anywhere until they got another gas tank. I don't know, but it sounds to me like the Russians, the soldiers, that is, don't really want to fight. The folks that are there, and I think that could be because maybe there's a lot of them that are related to each other. What do you think? All right. We got her back again. All right. Good morning, Denise.
Don't you hate it when the computers restart themselves?
Well, I heard it go click like that, and I knew you were gone, so that's what it was. But anyway, you're back now. All right, and here comes the music. So we'll have to do what we're going to do here. But when we come back, Denise and I are going to talk about preparing the battlefield. Now, in a conventional sense, I know exactly what it means, but it may have a new meaning today because things change. So we'll talk about it. We'll let you know what's going on. But in the meantime, this is Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us a break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.